Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Now we turn our attention to our service men and women.
Absolutely. We've had on our program before Jocelyn Green, who is the author of Faith Deployed, Daily Encouragement for Military Wives, and several other books. And she has also now co-authored a book called The Five Love Languages. It's the military edition, and it's The Secret to Love That Lasts. And she's co-authored this with Gary Chapman. Good morning, Jocelyn. Thank you for coming back on Faith Radio Mornings.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Excited to talk to you about how the love languages fit specifically into military families and military members. Can you just give us a quick review of the five love languages to start?
Sure. Well, the basic concept of the love languages is that we each have different ways that we feel loved. And the five different love languages are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
And so that we tend to gravitate toward one of those as our primary love language, right?
Right, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, and I think that this really ties in so well, I think, with how the military think, because it's ordered, it makes sense, and here we have five steps or five different ways that communicate love. I would think that this is kind of groundbreaking or maybe revelational for the men and women that are coming out of military service and mm-hmm. how they kind of get back into their family life again.
It absolutely is, but it can also be transformational while the couple is active duty or where at least one of them is active duty. The Five Love Languages original edition already has a great track record with military couples, but the big question has always been, if my love language is physical touch or quality time or something like that, how do we express that type of love during deployments? So the military lifestyle, as you can imagine, just changes things. It changes how you can express love to each other. And finally, this military edition addresses those very issues.
And then I would assume that you do offer some ways that couples can connect in a deeper way based on where they fall in the love language spectrum, right?
Right, exactly. We have a section in the back of each chapter on the specific love languages called Decoding Deployments. And each one of those sections offers about 10 different ways that you can still express love in that particular language, even if you're separated geographically.
So what kind of stories are you hearing? I know you have interviewed a lot of military wives over the past. And so what are some of the common things that really are troubling in the marriages that this will help address?
Well, I think the biggest issue is that when you are apart from each other, it's really hard to detect what the love language of your spouse really is. Because if it's quality time and you're not able to do that, you're going to have to rely a little bit more on a secondary love language. And then when you get together again, you might just try to show your love in the way that you want to be shown love, and you end up missing each other. I just heard a story from a woman who's been a Navy wife for 23 years, and she read the Five Love Languages, military edition, she took the profile, and she had a light bulb revelation. She realized that her husband's love language was acts of service, which meant that when he was picking up the house, when he came home and he was doing the dishes, he was not really acting in judgment on her incompetence, which is how she had taken it. But he was trying to express love to his wife. So all of a sudden, she just had this moment where she realized, I don't have to feel insulted. I get to feel loved by that. And then they can have conversations. How do you feel loved? When I do this, how does that make you feel? What can I do to fill your love tank?
Boy, those clarifying questions can really make a difference when a couple is faced with the stress, especially that military families face, like you're talking about. Does that tie into the chapter that's called Love Language Scramblers as well? Can you talk about that?
Yes. And we really were excited to be able to include a brand new chapter in this book. The Love Language Scramblers talks about expressing love and what happens to your love languages during times not just of deployment, but reintegration. Also, what happens when one of you has combat trauma that you're dealing with? What happens when you're moving every few years? What does that do to a marriage relationship? So these are some of the most stressful times of the military marriage, and how do the love languages fit into that as well. So we address all those things.
I think what's great about the five love languages in and of themselves is that it helps us to maybe not be so self-absorbed or self-focused. Like, okay, mm-hmm. if you really loved me, you would buy me gifts. Where, like you were just giving the example of the husband was doing this wonderful act of service, several acts of service, and we can miss it if we don't understand that. So it can really turn it around in a huge way.
Right. And the great news is it can happen immediately. You can start when you understand these things. It doesn't take years of work or even months of work. You do have to be intentional and remind yourself, okay, maybe I'm reverting back to how I feel loved, and I need to be expressing love the way he feels loved.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be intentional about that, but the results can start happening right away.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Great. With Chaslyn Green here this morning on Faith Radio Mornings. She's an award-winning author of several different books, and she has co-authored The Five Love Languages, the military edition, done this with Gary Chapman. What was it like working with Dr. Chapman, and how did he feel about this project?
Well, it was wonderful to work with him, very easy to work with, and he has had a heart for military couples for years, so I'm sure that he was very thrilled to be able to bring this book to fruition.
We're talking again with Jocelyn Green, and we're going to take a short break. Jocelyn, when we come back, we'd love to hear another story or two about how marriages have been helped and how this has just really brought some clarity to understanding how, as husbands and wives, we tick. So we'll be back with more in just a moment with Jocelyn Green on Faith Radio Mornings. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we're in the middle of a conversation this morning with award-winning author Jocelyn Green, and she has written, along with Dr. Gary Chapman, which was his huge book, The Five Love Languages, but now Jocelyn comes into this picture, and we've made it a military edition on all of the research that she has done. Jocelyn, do you have another story that you could share with us about a husband and wife that have really benefited from the five love languages?
Absolutely. One couple comes to mind. The husband's love language was words of affirmation, and the wife's love language was receiving gifts. And they knew this. They were getting along very well. They had a number of children, I think 7 kids. And then the husband was passed over for the next promotion. And he was so upset about what had happened with the Air Force that he was just nitpicking everything that his wife did. And when he did that, she could no longer come up with words of affirmation for him because, frankly, according to her, he wasn't doing anything worth affirming.
Right.
And so when she withdrew her words of affirmation from him, he withdrew his love language from her, so she wasn't getting her love tank filled and he wasn't getting his love tank filled. It got to a point of crisis. And they ended up going back to a counselor who brought them back to the five love languages. And the counselor said to the wife, if you can find anything at all to compliment him for, don't use flattery, be genuine. But if there's anything at all that you can thank him for doing, if he took out the trash, tell him thank you. Say, I don't take that for granted. And they had to really dig down deep to do this. But they were able to do it, and they've been married for more than 20 years, and they've brought their marriage back from the brink by using these love language concepts.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wonderful. What about children for those couples that have kids? I know that that's a whole challenge as well. I mean, the kids grow up, and there's that time that's missed when deployment's in play. So let's say a service member comes back, and they're trying to get to know their kids again. How do the love languages play into that scenario?
Well, that's a great question, and we wish that we had more room in the book to talk about children. We've put an article online at 5lovelanguages.com/military edition. So if you want to have more information about using love languages with children, it's all there. But to answer your question, I think that the spouse at home will probably have a better sense of the child's love language, and it's really important to communicate that to the returning spouse and say, you know what, little Sally, she really feels loved when you give her gifts. And you can do this during deployment too. So you can say, could you send her a postcard? Could you send a few grains of sand in the envelope? And that kind of makes a mess, so maybe a different example would be better. But just something to help her realize that you're thinking of her, even though you're not right with her. If it's a different love language, words of affirmation are actually really easy to do during deployments. And what we found is that couples where one of them has the love language of words of affirmation, they really do well during deployments, because when you're writing letters and sending emails during a situation like that, you're very intentional about telling each other what you love about them. You know that you might not see them again, and it's just very easy to be intentional with your words. What happened was when the spouse came home from deployment, they didn't have as much of a reason, so they thought, to be writing letters to each other like that or to be emailing each other like that. And they found that at least one of them, was their love tank was really emptying. So some people suggest, chaplains, counselors, Dr. Chapman would suggest, write letters again, send emails again, even if it has to be in the written form, if that's what you're used to, keep on sharing words of affirmation. So reintegration is a little bit tricky for the couple and for the children.
Just one other question to piggyback on that is, do the love languages ever change for a person? I mean, they experience a lot of trauma in some cases when they're over in combat and such. What do you think?
Dr. Chapman would say that the primary love language stays the same in general. But, for instance, if someone has experienced combat trauma and they used to have a love language of physical touch, and now they don't want to be touched at all, it makes them very jumpy, they just want to be left alone, this would just be a stage for them. It doesn't mean that their love language has totally changed, but the spouse must be sensitive to that and say, okay, that's not working with them right now. Let's go to their secondary love language, which might be quality time. And part of quality time is quality conversations. But again, if you've got someone with PTSD, they're probably not going to want to open up to his or her spouse to share all the things that have really caused trauma. So quality time might just be sitting in companionable quiet and not talking about those war experiences.
And maybe that ties into my question too, because the sensitivity that it takes to just really dig in and to find that love language, sometimes when I'm picturing military men or women, personnel that have served, it doesn't seem necessarily like they might, every personality isn't that sensitive to really, you know, be open to that. So what if one of the spouses wants to go ahead and do the five love languages and the other one is just like, well, that's just too emotional, I don't want to deal with that.
Right. Well, I'll answer your question in two parts. First, just for your listeners' information, it's not, you don't have to just divine what your love language is and what your spouse's love language is. There is a profile in the back of the book, and you can also take it for free online at 5lovelanguages.com. But to answer your question, what if one spouse wants to do it and the other one doesn't? Dr. Chapman addresses this in one of the questions in the back of the book, and his answer is, if you are deliberate about speaking the love language of your spouse, and he offers different ways to find that out if they don't want to take the profile, if you're deliberate about speaking his or her love language, they're going to notice a difference in how you are loving them. And after a while, you will get to the point where you can say something like, how loved are you feeling from me? Do you feel loved? Is this helping you? And hopefully they'll say yes. And then at that point, you might be able to say, if the timing is right, use your own discernment, would you mind if I share with you what makes me feel loved? And hopefully by that point, they will feel so loved themselves that they will really want to know, and they'll be eager to know how they can return that love to you.
I'm picturing the World War II vets, and you're asking them, you feel loved, and they're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know,
generational thing
there,
too.
Yeah, the generational issue there, too, where it's just like, I said I loved you when I got married to you, and if it changes, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
that's
right.
So, my grandfather was a World War II vet as well, and so you would have to kind of adjust the language that you use so that you're not accused of using, you know, psychobabble or whatever they would call it. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. That's a really good point. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, the way way that God can really bring healing in some cases and just deepen the bond between husband and wife. It's amazing how he uses this tool, really this resource, the five love languages to mm-hmm. enhance relationships. Jocelyn, we appreciate your time and we appreciate the book. It's again called The Five Love Languages Military Edition, written by Dr. Gary Chapman and our guest today, Jocelyn Green. We appreciate your time, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much.